13 Republicans voted for ending Trump's national emergency to build the wall. By Sean Moran on February 26, 2019. 13 House Republicans joined Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Democrats to pass a resolution that would terminate President Donald J. Trump's national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. The House passed a resolution Tuesday to end President Donald Trump's national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. The bill passed, however, it did not receive enough votes to potentially override a presidential veto. Although Republicans overwhelmingly voted with the president to sustain the national emergency and keep building the wall, 13 Republicans decided to join Democrats and help the bill pass through the House. The 13 Republicans who voted with Democrats to end the national emergency include Representative Justin Amash, Army; Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA; Representative Mike Gallagher, RY; Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE; Representative Will Hurd, RTX; Representative Dusty Johnson, RSD; Representative Thomas Massey, RKY; Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, RWE; Representative Francis Rooney, RFL; Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, RY; Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY; Representative Fred Upton, RME; Representative Greg Walden, RR. Many of these Republicans cited congressional authority granted under the Constitution that only Congress can have the power of the purse to spend money. Massey tweeted Tuesday, "I support President Trump and I support the wall. In fact, I voted to fund the wall for the full amount requested by it real Donald Trump. I also called out President Obama when he tried to use his pen and phone to sidestep Congress on immigration, war, health care, and gun control." Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers attempted to equate former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, illegal alien amnesty to President Trump's national emergency to build the wall as one reason she voted for the resolution. However, one federal district judge ruled in August 2018 that DACA was illegal. Whereas many lawyers have argued that Trump has the authority under the National Emergencies Act of 1976 to reappropriate money to build the wall. Rep. Hurd once charged in January that the border crisis is a myth, although in a tweet Tuesday he now says that we have a problem at the border. Hurd wrote, "We have a problem at our border, which is why I have supported over $220 billion for homeland security, including technology, manpower and barriers. But possibly taking money from Joint Base SA, Lachlan AFB and Fort Bliss will not help. That's why I voted against the national emergency." President Trump tweeted Monday that without strong borders, we do not have a country.